如果有人要写一本书，
if any of you want to write a book，
书中一直重复的提到一个人，
in your book you repeat over and over mentioning one person，
我想那个人一定是非常重要的。
that person must be very important。
我们的这一本圣经，
our Bible，
记载了很多的事，
records many things，
也记载了很多的人，
many person，
在新约的圣经里头，
in the New Testament，
很奇妙的有一个人，
amazingly there is one man，
圣经提了一次又一次又一次，
the Bible mentions once twice and thrice，
这是圣经一个很奇特的一个记载，
it is a very interesting recording。
有些人要记载一件事啊，很可能记载他轰轰烈烈的事。
When most of us write, we might write about everything of a person.
但是圣经来记载这个人物的时候，
When the Bible records this man,
好像看不出来是轰轰烈烈的事。
Does not seem there are full of recordings.
但却是惊天动地的事。
But it is really tremendous.
那这个人叫做尼哥底母。
His name is Nicodemus.
圣经里面记载了三次他的事情。
The Bible records three times of his thing, of his incidents.
刚才我们所念的是他第一次。
What we read just now was the first recording.
也大概是主耶稣刚出来传道的第一年。
It was about the time when our Lord Jesus first came out to preach.
第二次是记载一年以后的事。
Second recording is one year after.
那是记载在路加约翰福音第七章。
It's recorded in John chapter 7.
再过了两年之后。
And then another 2 years went by.
就是主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
When our Lord was crucified on the cross.
那又再来记载他的事情。
Then he came out again.
所以我们今天早上要记着这一个人物。
This morning we'd like to share about this man.
来看看一个人当跟主耶稣发生关系以后。
To see when a man has relationship with Jesus.
在他的人生中有什么改变。
What has happened in his life.
请我们再把约翰福音打开来。
Let's open to the Gospel of John.
我们要读第二章的二十三节，读到第三章的第二节。
We'll start from chapter 2, verse 23 to chapter 3, verse 2.
我们同声一起来念。
We'll read together.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹。就信了他的名，耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人也用着水见证人怎样，因为他知道人心里所存的。有一个人名叫
Nicodemus，
是犹太人的官，这人夜里来见耶稣。
Rabbi, we know you're a teacher who has come from God.
来做师傅的。因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。我们再把第三节和第五节、第六节，我们再念一次，再一起来念。
We also read verse 3, verse 5 and 6.
耶稣回答说。我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能见神的国。从肉身生的，从灵生的，就是灵。”这里面记载说，当主耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节。行了许多的神迹。
Here it tells us when Jesus passed by, when Jesus went into Jerusalem, performed many miracles.
因为人看见了耶稣所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
Many, as they saw the miracles he performed, believed in his name.
但是圣经说，耶稣不将自己交托他们。
But the Bible said Jesus did not entrust himself to them.
因为他知道万人。
For he knew all men.
因为他知道人心里面所存的。
And he knew what was in the heart of a man.
这就是说，当有许多的人来到主耶稣的跟前。
As many came to Jesus,
看见他行了神迹就相信,
and saw his miracles and they believed.
但是圣经上说, 主耶稣他没有把他自己交给他们。
But the Bible says the Lord did not entrust himself to them.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为他知道人的心里面所存的。
Because he knows what's in the heart of a man.
这句话意思就是说，主耶稣知道谁是真心来寻求他的。
Which means Jesus knows who has truly believed in him.
如果有人这样真心的来寻求他,
if there are any truly seek for him,
主耶稣就要把他自己交给他们,
Jesus shall give
交给这样的人,
he shall come entrust himself to those men.
所以如果有人真的愿意来寻找他, 来投靠他,
so if any truly come to him and trust him,
那主耶稣就要把他自己交给这样的人。
Jesus will entrust himself to such men.
所以有许多的人, 主耶稣不把他交给他们。
There are many Jesus does not entrust himself.
那第三章, 我们中文圣经没有把它翻译出来。
Chapter 3,
他说, 但是,
however,
有一个人是百姓中间的得胜者, 名字叫尼哥底母, 来见耶稣。
However, one among many come to see Jesus.
所以在这里有一个人怎么样, 他突破一切的障碍, 来寻找, 求见,
there is one here overcome all the obstacles to seek for Jesus.
无论是白天也好, 无论是夜晚啊, 只要有人愿意来寻找他,
whether it's during day or whether it's during night, as long as there are some seek for him,
主耶稣的门, 永远是打开的,
the door of the Lord is always open.
所以尼哥底母就来见主耶稣。
So here Nicodemus come to see Jesus.
那我们从这一段的圣经里面, 还有其他的地方, 我们知道尼哥底母是一位怎样的人。
From here and other recordings, we know who is Nicodemus.
他说他是以色列的先生。
He is the teacher of Israel.
或者我用今天的话来说, 他是在教育界工作的人。
He is working in the education field.
他是 法利赛人,
he is a Pharisee.
是在当时是一个很崇高地位的人。
He is a man of high status.
就是很有声望的人。
A very prestigious man.
那么他是个犹太人的官。
He is a member of the Jewish ruling council.
他就是从事政治的人物。
He is a politician.
那么他，我刚才说他是个法利赛人， 除了有地位以外， 他也是在宗教界啊， 是个很有地位的。
He is in high status, also in the religious world.
圣经里面在说， 当他主耶稣被钉十字架的时候， 他要来买了很多100斤的那个没药香膏来膏主耶稣。
When Jesus was put to death, he brought many myrrh to anoint Jesus.
这个数量是当一个君王死的时候。
The amount was enormous. It was when a king dies.
差不多要摆上去的分量。
the amount was used on the king.
啊，所以尼哥底母给为主耶稣所预备的是相当相当贵重，而且是非常多的数目的。
So what he has prepared for Jesus was very, very priced, was very, very precious.
从这里就看见他是一个很富有的人。
Here you can see he's also a very rich man.
那圣经也告诉我们说，法利赛人很喜欢钱。
The Bible says Pharisees like money.
就像今天很多人是什么，就尽量想赚钱啊，赚了许许多拥有财富的人。
Like today, many work for fortune.
那么尼哥底母是一个男的。
He is a man.
而且是个老人家。
An old man.
我刚才已经说过，刚才那些的，无论是从事教育、政治、宗教，还有人啊，他是个老人家，是吧？他是在人生的历程中，是在经历过许多的事情。
He is an old man in education, in politics, in religion. He is a man full of experience.
那么他是一个男的。
He is a man.
啊，他就夜晚。来见主耶稣。
Yet at night he come to see Jesus.
啊，从这里我们会看见啊，他是一个做事很有分寸的。
We know he is a very considerate man.
如果他是个女的话，半夜来见主耶稣不太好。
If he was a woman, it's not fitting to come to see Jesus at night.
所以主耶稣是尼哥底母，他是醒在很光明的里头。
So Nicodemus walks in light.
我们知道约翰福音的第四章就是有一个主耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚妇人对谈。
In chapter 4, we know Jesus was talking to a Samaritan woman.
那个是在中午的时候。
That's at noontime.
如果把这两个时间对调的话，实在相当不相称。
And you can't switch the time of the two.
所以我们就知道尼哥底母行事是相当的谨慎。
So we know he is a very cautious man.
啊，一个这样的人。
Such a man.
但是他竟然有一个晚上，他就来见主耶稣。
Come to see Jesus at a night.
很多人说尼哥底母没有胆量白天去见主耶稣。
Many says Nicodemus is afraid of coming to see Jesus.
说他很懦弱。
He's a weak man.
啊，但是。如果你知道说，如果有一个人真心来寻求主耶稣
，But you know, if a man comes to see Jesus with a true heart,
主耶稣肯把他交给他
，Jesus is willing to entrust himself to him.
我刚才说中文圣经没有犯错的时候，但是在这里有一个人怎么样？他突破一切的障碍，怎么样来求见耶稣基督
？In the original text in chapter 3, there is a however.
所以尼哥底母的意思啊，就是得胜者。
The meaning of Nicodemus is overcomer.
他能够突破当时的障碍，来求见耶稣基督。
He could overcome the obstacle of that of his time.
啊，这是尼哥底母的一个背景。
That's the background of Nicodemus.
我想我这样说，大概就是说跟我们没有什么关系。
As I'm speaking about him, it may not seem have anything to do with it.
其实尼哥底母是个代表性的人物。
But Nicodemus is a representative.
他代表一个追求精神的一个人生。
He represents a life for money.
他也代表一个从事教育的人生。
He represents a life for education.
他也是一个追求政治权力的人生。
A life for political control.
他已经老了，他的人生有许多的经历。
He is old and he's full of experience of life.
而且他又是那么有富有。
And he's so rich.
弟兄姊妹，或许我们也是盼望我们人生能够朝这些方面走。
Maybe we want our life to go that direction.
如果你能拥有他尼哥底母一个已经很不错了。
It's good enough if you have one of what Nicodemus has.
但是这里有个人，他那么拥有那么多。
But here there is a man full of possessions.
弟兄姊妹们，满足不满足？
Brothers and sisters,
当他拥有了权势，有了地位，有了财富，有了声望。
When he has power, status, money,
但是他的心不满足。
But his heart is not satisfied.
特别是当他听见主耶稣所行的神迹，
especially when he hears what Jesus performed,
他就把他所拥有的跟主耶稣所做的拿来一个对比。
He compared what he had with what Jesus did.
他觉得我拥有很多，好像还缺少了什么。
He thought, yes, I have much, but as if I'm lacking of some.
而我所缺少的东西在这一位耶稣基督的身上。
And what I lack of in this Jesus he has.
所以他就来见主耶稣。
So he comes to see Jesus.
那主耶稣也开门迎接他。
And Jesus opened the door to welcome him.
像刚才高弟兄说的，你有没有敲门啊？
As Robert said, have you knocked?
你可以来敲主耶稣住的地方。
You could come to knock Jesus' door.
他主耶稣打开，请他进来。
Will open the door and welcome.
所以他们就有一段的对话。
They had a conversation.
这一段的对话是怎么样？是单刀直入的。
It's a straight conversation.
所以尼哥底母就问他说：“拉比，我知道你是从神那里来。”做师傅了，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
Nicodemus said, Rabbi, we know you're a teacher from God, because without God, you couldn't perform the miracle signs.
在尼哥底母的心目中，他说这个人拥有神。
In the heart of Nicodemus, he thinks this person has God.
我尼哥底母拥有的是人所有的东西。
But I, Nicodemus, has what man has.
但是他发现这一位的神。是他心里面所要的。
But he found this God is what he wants in his heart.
所以他来找主耶稣。
So he came to see Jesus.
那主耶稣就告诉他说，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus replied, No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
主耶稣在说，若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能够进神的国。
No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and spirit.
主耶稣跟他讲一个神国的事。
Jesus speaks about the kingdom of God.
那既然讲神国的事，那尼哥底母所占的就是人的国。
Since he's talking about kingdom of God, so what Nicodemus is at is the kingdom of man.
所以他讲两个范围。
So there are two scopes.
一个是讲到神国的范围，
One is the scope of the kingdom of God.
一个是神国之外的范围。
The other is the kingdom outside of the God.
所以在这个对待的里面，
In this contrast,
他们就想说要怎么从这一个范围进到另外一个范围去。
How can you enter from one domain to another?
所以尼哥底母就想说我要怎么进去。
Nicodemus said, I want to go in.
然后主耶稣告诉他你要怎么进去。
And Jesus said, how can you go in?
弟兄们，在这一段的记载的里面，
In this recording,
讲到一个从属地的要进入到属天的那一条的路。
It speaks about the way from the earthly to the heavenly.
不是用你的头脑来思想来研究来明白可以进去。
It is not by your mind to understand, to research,To study.
这条的路不是你做许多的事情就可以进去的。
It is not by doing much you can enter.
所以主耶稣在这谈的时候是用生这个方法。
Jesus speaks about the way of being born.
不是你做什么，而是说你怎么生。
Not what you do, but how you be born.
而主耶稣就告诉我，生有两类。
There are two kinds of birth.
有一类是从肉身生的。
One is by of flesh.
我们人类都是从肉身生的。
All of us are born of flesh.
或是从人意生的，或是从情欲生的，或是从等等等等生下来。
We're born of flesh, of blood, and so on.
这一个生是男女结合起来生下来。
That is the birth given by man and woman.
那这个生就是叫做肉身生的。
That is to be called born of flesh.
从肉身生的，你没有办法进去的。
You can't enter if you are born of flesh.
你在这肉身的范围的里面，你就是再有天分、再有钱财、再有力量，你都没有办法进去。
If you're in the domain of flesh, you can't enter, even if you have fortune, even if you have wisdom.
所以要必须要从圣灵来生。
You must be born of spirit.
那尼哥底母不懂。
Nicodemus didn't get it.
所以主耶稣就告诉他，你要怎么从这个范围进到另外一个范围去。
And Jesus told Nicodemus how you can be transformed from one domain into another.
他就讲到尼哥底母能够懂得的事。
He used what Nicodemus could understand.
就是在旧约圣经里面记载，他们的祖先在旷野仰望铜蛇的事情。
It was an incident of their forefather, Israelites, how they looked up to the bronze serpent in the wilderness.
就是因为他们在旷野被蛇咬了。
They were bitten in the wilderness by the serpent.
所以被这个蛇咬以后呢，就会死。
If they were bitten, they would die.
那你要怎么从死里面出来
？How can you come out of death?
不是你去研究一个发明一个方法，发明一个药可以把它免去这个死亡。
Not by trying to find some medicine to save them.
神告诉摩西一个方法是立开一条蛇，铜蛇挂在杆子上面。
God established a way to Moses to hang a bronze serpent on a rod.
弟兄姊妹，你知道以色列人在旷野有两百万人。
There are 2 million of Israelites in the wilderness.
我不知道摩西把这个杆子上面的铜蛇挂得有多高。
I don't know how high he hung the serpent.
但是这个挂上去的铜蛇是叫所有的人都可以看得见。
But the serpent that was hanged was saw by all Israelites.
所以神告诉他，只要你肯抬头一望，
if you are willing to look up,
你就活了，
you will be alive.
你就可以免去死亡，
you will be saved from death.
他从这里告诉我们说，从一个死亡的范围，怎么进到被得医治的范围。
Speaks about how you can enter from the domain of death into the domain of being saved.
是用那个抬头一望。
Is by look up.
啊，主耶稣就从这边开始转一个方向。
Here Jesus turned around.
他说，耶稣基督这一位人子，当他被举起来的时候
，Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, and He is lifted up.
啊，这个被举起来的人子，就像在旷野被挂在那个杆子上的铜蛇。
That Son of Man, when he is lifted up, is like the serpent hanged in the wilderness.
然后再就是说，只要你信他，你就可以得着永远的生命。
If you believe in him, you shall have life eternal.
主耶稣告诉他一个方法，怎么用相信。就可以进去。
Jesus gave him the way is by believing.
用相信就可以从一个死亡的里面进入到得着医治有永生的情形。
By believing, you can leave being dead into being saved.
弟兄姊妹，这一个被举起来的人子，就是讲到主耶稣被钉在十字架上来说的。
This man being lifted up.He is speaking of Jesus when he would be crucified on the cross.
所以主耶稣说，我就是道路。
So Jesus said, I am the way.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
No man can come to the Father not going through by me.
所以主耶稣就是从这个属地的范围进到属天范围的那一条的道路。
Jesus is the way.To go from the earthly into the heavenly.
或者我用主耶稣自己讲过的话，另外一个讲法。
So let me use one word, one saying of Jesus.
他是天和地的接连的梯子。
He is the ladder coming from heaven into the earth.
他是一个通天的梯子。
He is the heavenly ladder.
尼哥底摩，你不是想要进到神的国里头去吗？
Nicodemus, do you want to enter the kingdom of God?
你不是想要从这个属地的范围进入到那一个属天的范围里吗？
Do you want to enter the heavenly domain from the?
有一条梯子，你可以走上去。
There's one ladder you can go.
那个梯子就是耶稣基督。
That ladder is Jesus Christ.
那个梯子就是被钉在十字架上的耶稣基督。
That ladder is the Jesus Christ crucified.
你只要相信他。
You believe,
这个相信你就可以重生。
That belief shall give birth to you.
这个相信就叫你可以得着永远的生命。
That belief shall give you life eternal.
这个相信就叫你可以进到神的国里头。
That belief shall bring you into the kingdom of God.
所以圣经用一句话来解释他们的对谈。
Bible uses one word to explain their sin.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son.
叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
我们不知道在约翰福音第三章里面记载尼哥底母的反应是什么。
In chapter 3, it did not tell us the response of Nicodemus.
但是如果我们照主耶稣自己所说的话,
but if by Jesus saying,
如果有一个人愿意来真心的来寻求他,
if a man comes to seek Jesus with a true heart,
愿意把他心中的问题打开来告诉他,
is willing to open his the question of his heart to Jesus.
这就是我们刚才唱的诗歌的第一首, 寻找的就必寻见。
That's what we sang just now. Whoever seeks shall find.
尼哥底母来寻找主耶稣。
Nicodemus come to seek Jesus.
主耶稣绝对不可以违背他所说的话。
Jesus could not contract to himself.
寻找的就必寻见。
If you seek, you shall find.
因为他肯把自己交给这样寻求他的人。
He is willing to entrust himself to such person.
所以我们相信尼哥底母他得着了。
So we believe Nicodemus obtained.
我们要从第七章来看看，我们来看一下第七章。Let's
go to chapter 7.
我们从第七章37节 读到38节, 我们同声一起来念。
We'll read verse 37 and 38.
节起的末日,
On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
好, 我们再来看 44节读到52节。
We'll also read 44 through 52.
其中有人要捉拿他，只是无人相守，差役回答说：“从来没有像他这样说话的。”法利赛人说：“你们为什么没有派他来呢？”差役回答说：“从来没有像他这样说话的。”法利赛人说：“你们也受了迷惑吗？”官长或是法利赛人岂有信他的呢？但这些不明白律法的百姓，是被咒诅的。内中有尼哥底母，就是从前去见耶稣的，对他们说：“不先听本能的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们的律法还定他的罪吗？” 他们回答说：“你也是出于加利利吗？你且去考察，就可知道加利利没有出过先知。”弟兄姊妹们，这一段的记载离刚才第三章里面大概有一年的时间。
Here between this and chapter 3, there's about a year.
主耶稣在那说：“渴的人可以到这里来。”
Jesus said, "Whoever thirsts can come."
他说。 信我的人，如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Those who believe in him shall streams of living water will flow from within them.
所以我们不知道第三章尼哥底母究竟接受了没有，相信主耶稣没有。
Maybe we don't know whether Nicodemus accepted Jesus in chapter 3.
在这一段的时间里面, 没有记载主耶稣再跟尼哥底母再一次会面过。
Between then and here, it wasn't recorded whether he met with Jesus again.
但是当有人谈论主耶稣,
but when some discuss, when some talk about Jesus,
有人在那边反对主耶稣,
some is opposing Jesus.
有人在那批评主耶稣,
some was criticizing Jesus.
在尼哥底母里面有一个反应,
in Nicodemus, there is a response.
他站在主耶稣这一边来,
he stood on the side with Jesus.
他为主耶稣来辩护,
he spoke for Jesus.
甚至于说人家骂他说, 你是出于加利利吗?
Even some said, are you from Galilee?
但是尼哥底母把他的身份表明了出来,
Nicodemus exposed himself.
你们反对他,
you're against him.
但是我,
but I believe in him.
你们拒绝他,
you reject him.
我接待他,
I receive him.
你们恨他,
you hate him.
我要来保护他,
I want to protect him.
就是说什么, 在这里, 尼哥底母有一个转变,
here Nicodemus has a turnaround.
所以有人说我们信耶稣都没有感觉,
some says that we believe in Jesus, we don't have feeling.
所以很多人说, 哎, 我要信耶稣, 信了以后, 我信了都没有感觉, 我怎么信?
I don't have any feelings, how can I believe?
弟兄姊妹, 很多时候我们的那种感觉都是认为说, 照自己所想象的。
Brothers and sisters, the feeling that we have is what we think of.
但是尼哥底母当跟他的同事们在他谈论的时候,
but as Nicodemus is talking with his colleagues,
就不, 他的心啊, 不知不觉怎么样啊, 就转向了耶稣基督。
Unconsciously, his heart turns to Jesus.
我想尼哥底母也没有感觉啊。
Does Nicodemus have a special feeling?
但是怎么就很自然的怎么样啊, 就跟他怎么样, 为他辩护起来。
No, but naturally, he spoke for Jesus.
这岂不是那个永生在他的里面涌吗?
Isn't that the eternal life overflowing?
这永生在他的里面流啊。
The eternal life is flowing and flowing.
第三章主耶稣讲永生,
chapter 3 Jesus talks about eternal life.
第四章他讲活水,
chapter 4 he speaks about living water.
新的人就要在他的里面怎么样, 在他腹中流出活水的江河来。
Those who believe in him, there should be a fountain of living water.
那个泉眼要在他里面涌,
the fountain shall overflow.
到了第七章说什么, 在他腹里面流出来怎么样, 而且要像江河一样。
In chapter 7 it says the eternal life shall be like living water.
他这是讲到神国的一个特性。
He speaks about the nature.
当一个人信了耶稣以后, 他就进到那个神的国里头去了。
When one believes, he shall enter the kingdom of God.
但是神的国很抽象。
But it is very abstract.
但是又发现说, 神的国又进到他的里面来。
But the kingdom of God indeed is in him.
而在他里面的时候像那个泉眼一样,
and it's flowing like fountain.
在里面就开始流啊,
start to flow.
就开始涌流啊,
start to overflow.
而且要流, 而且要流到永生,
and shall overflow to eternity.
不仅仅是个泉眼, 而且是, 变成了一个江河。
Not only it's a fountain, it's rivers.
就乃是说, 这个永生里面的丰富,
speaks about the abundance of that eternal life.
所以这是尼哥底母身上的情形。
That is Nicodemus' condition.
所以他就, 我用一句话来说, 他的心不知不觉的嘛就放在主耶稣的身上。
His heart unconsciously is laying on Jesus.
他要跟主耶稣把他连在一起。
He is united with Jesus.
那一个相信就表示联合在一起。
That belief is a union.
所以他就会为主耶稣做见证。
So he was able to testify to Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们, 什么叫做活水在我们里面涌流?
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean? Living water flows within us.
也是很抽象。
Sounds abstract.
但是弟兄姊妹, 如果你能够回想一些日子,
but if you can look back,
就每个月的第一个礼拜,
look back to every first Sunday,
或者是那个月有五个礼拜的话, 第五个礼拜,
or if there are 5 months, five weeks, the fifth Sunday,
在这里有一个交通见证的聚会,
there is a fellowship meeting.
我就听过好几次,
I heard many times.
弟兄姊妹们上来的时候怎么样? 上来做见证的时候,
when they come up,
他说我心里面蹦蹦跳,
they said, my heart is beating.
我在这里面好像有东西要涌出来。
I'm sitting there, but I can't.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是什么?
What is that?
这是个活水的涌流的一个征兆。
That is a symptom of living water flowing.
所以我们领会的弟兄就说,
so the leading brother says,
如果你今天不坐在那里，大概就不平安了。
Are there any, if you don't speak, you don't feel peace?
弟兄姊妹, 这个感觉不是外面加进来的。
That is not an external force.
这感觉是在我们里面催促的。
It's an internal urging.
弟兄们, 活水要在他的里面怎么用?
Living water shall flow.
让它流出来。
Flow out.
当它让它出来的时候,
when it comes out,
你会发现主耶稣的生命在你里面增加了。
You will see the life of Jesus will increase.
但是在这里有一个危机。
But there is a crisis.
怎么, 把它挡住。
To block it.
你知道那个泉源啊, 如果你一个东西把它挡住的话,
you know, a fountain, if you block with something,
它就流不出来,
it can't flow out.
弟兄姊妹们, 永生两个字好像很简单,
eternal life, very simple term.
但里面它包含了很丰富,
but it's full of meaning.
所以你用泉水, 你就要用, 你就知道, 哇, 永流不息。
So when you look at fountain, you know, oh, it's flowing and flowing.
那主耶稣说, 这个神国的丰富啊, 用泉水还不够。
The abundance of the kingdom of God, if you use fountain, it's not enough.
是是是, 要到江河一样。
It shall be like rivers.
我想我们中国人都知道, 中国有两大, 很大的河流, 一个是长江, 一个是什么? 黄河。
China has two greatest rivers, 黄河 and 长江。
不知道有没有去过他们的那个发源地?
Have you gone to their source?
有没有去过?
Anyone been there?
我想我也没有去过。
I haven't been there either.
我在想啊, 就从树上告诉我那个发源地啊, 那个水很小。
We know at the source, the water is very small.
但是慢慢流, 慢慢流。
But at its flow and flow,
就越来越广, 越来越大,
become wider and stronger,
而且就变成像黄河, 那么大的河水, 像长江一样, 那么多的水量,
it became 黄河 and 长江,
我想那个永生比这个更广,
eternal life is bigger than that,
我曾经去过那个大峡谷,
I've been to Great Canyon,
那有告诉我们说, 在那大峡谷里面有一条那个河流是他们的发源地,
some says there is a river flow out from there.
后来我去的时候我就坐了那个直升机啊, 就去看。
We went to take a helicopter tour.
我们就飞到那一个发源地。
We flew to the source.
那个水小小的。
Very little stream.
再看看那个水, 哦, 好脏啊。
Very dirty water.
很多的泥巴。
Lots of mud.
好像要流不流一样。
Almost could stop.
但是怎么样, 再慢慢往下流。
But as it continues to flow,
对, 后来我们就离开那个大峡谷,
we left the Grand Canyon.
他就到了一个水坝,
we come to a dam.
然后发现他说在那里有好多的水,
there are much water there.
他用了建那个水坝要发电,
used to generate power.
他说这个水就是从那个大峡谷里面流出来的,
the water flows from the Grand Canyon.
还不仅仅这样, 这个水里面要一直流到工业加州还有那个几个州的什么他们的水。
Not only that, that water supplies the neighboring states.
弟兄姊妹, 在这里找, 神赐给我们的永生, 是那样的丰富。
Dear brothers and sisters, the abundant, the eternal life God gives us is so abundant.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 当这个生命的水在你里面流过的时候,
when that water of life flowing in,
请你, 请你不要阻止它,
do not block it.
因为这一个阻塞会叫你的生命不能够长进,
because if you block it, it shall hinder your spiritual growth.
那我想我讲一些比较具体的例子,
let me use some illustrations.
我刚才已经说过, 你在聚会中那里有感动,
when you are moved in a meeting,
弟兄姊妹，我举一个啊，就当我今天主在我们中间聚会，有一个很好的恩典。
There's a very amazing grace God has within us.
就是聚会之前，我们可以有祷告的时间。
Before meeting, we have prayer time.
聚完会之后，讲完道之后，也有祷告的时间。
And after the message or sharing, there's prayer again.
弟兄姊妹，我在这前后两段的时间，你里头发现你里面的活水在动了。
If in those prayer time you find living water is moving in you,
你能不能让它流出来？
Could you please let it go out?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个让我们经历或跟主耶稣联合的一个很好的机会。
That is a very great opportunity for us to be united with our Lord.
但是很可惜啊，都是给那几位的弟兄姊妹们占去了。
Pitifully, only a few take that opportunity.
我相信弟兄姊妹们里面会有感受。
I believe there is feeling in you.
弟兄，你能不能让它流啊？
Could you let it go out?
流到永生。
Let it go out, flow into eternity.
让它变成一个活水的江河。
Let it be a living water.
让自己满足。
Satisfy yourself.
让别人也满足。
As well as others.
所以有时候我们听一些人真的被那活水冲出来了。
Sometimes we fear the living water come out from.
他在聚会中祷告了。
He prays.
你会发现，就觉得哇，那里面好新鲜啊。
You feel the freshness.
你会叫到那个心里的深处会有共鸣。
You have the same feeling.
弟兄姊妹们，这是个让活水涌流。
Let the living water flow.
同样的，当你在那边读圣经的时候。
Same way when you read the Bible.
这一段的时间，我们都在读圣经。
We are reading Bible these days.
不知道弟兄姊妹，你的进度有没有赶上
？Are you catching up?
弟兄姊妹们，连读圣经都需要活水在我们里面涌流。
Even when we read Bible, we need to have living water flowing.
因为这个活水的涌流给我们一个动力。
That water motivates us.
给我们一个渴慕的心。
Gives us a thirsty heart.
给我们怎么有一个人可以要能够来进读神的话语
？That we may come to read.The word of God.
但是发现有障碍。
But there are much hindrances.
弟兄姊妹们，这个障碍我们要想办法把它拿掉。
We shall remove those hindrances.
我想最基本的障碍啊，大概有两个。
Very basically, there are two obstacles.
啊，太累了，没有时间读。
I'm too tired.
你有精神读。
I can't read.
第二个是太忙了，对不对？忙到什么都没有时间读。
I'm too busy to the point I don't have time.
有一个讲员曾经这样说，读圣经不是不重要。
A brother said it is not important to read the Bible.
读圣经是不可缺少的。
It is essential to read the Bible.
就像我们呼吸一样，是不是不重要。
Just like our breathing, not that breathing.Breathing is not just important.
而是说不可缺少的。
It is essential.
所以弟兄姊妹们，那个读圣经，当你有个渴慕的时候
，When you read, when you have that longing,
你要顺着它而去。
You shall go by that.
你要把里面的障碍拿走。
So remove the internal hindrance.
还有一个原因啊，太难了。
Another problem.
圣经太难了。
It's too hard to read the Bible.
翻译的不像中国人的味道。
The Chinese translation doesn't like Chinese saying.
弟兄姊妹们，这些障碍，我们都求主把我们拿掉。
We shall ask the Lord to remove all these hindrances.
让里面的活水涌出来。
That the living water shall flow within.
让我们读圣经的时候，能够借着圣经来认识神。
That by Bible we can know God.
或许你正在做一些的事情，主让你想起为某一个人来祷告。
Maybe when you are doing things, that God reminds you of someone else.
或者叫你写一封信给别人。
Remind you to write to someone.
或打个电话给别人。
To call someone.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都是个活水在里面的涌的一个情形。
All these could be symptoms of living water flowing.
如果你肯顺从的话。
If you obey.
你的活水就流得更远更多。
The living water shall flow further.
那同样的，这个活水也会做一些反面的工作。
The living water will also do some negative things.
有时候你要想去做一些不好的事。
You may want to do some.
这个声，这个声量会蹦蹦蹦。
You may hear boom boom boom.
会叫你几多？不对劲，不对劲。
Not right, not right.
啊，我要杀死了。
You shall stop.
用了圣灵，这里面的活水有个力量，可以叫我们杀住这。
The living water shall give us the power to stop.
叫我们可以不去犯罪。
That we could not sin.
啊，另外一方面啊，这里面的活水，当你去做的时候。
As you follow that living water,
他会给你一个力量。
He shall give you strength.
会胜过你的软弱。
To overcome your weakness.
有时候我们说话说错了。
Sometimes we speak wrong words.
有时候我们做错了一些的事情。
We do wrong things.
这个圣灵就没有办法流了。
The Holy Spirit could, as it seems, the Holy Spirit couldn't flow.
所以你必须要把障碍拿掉。
You must take away the hindrance.
所以这个活水给你一个力量，可以去跟人家和好。
That living water will give you the power to reconcile with others.
圣灵很细腻。
The Holy Spirit is very tender.
所以你必须要跟他配合。
You must cooperate.
如果你不肯的话，
If you don't,
他就停在那边。
He will stop.
弟兄姊妹，当我们得罪别人的时候，
When we do wrong things against others,
主要让我们去跟人家和好。
The Lord will bring us to reconciliation.
我们很多的时候讲了一大堆的理由。
We often have many excuses.
而这些的理由就像石头一样，把那个泉眼的洞口塞住了。
And those excuses are blocking the water.
所以让活水没有办法流出去。
Do not let the water go out.
你必须要把它挪开。
You must remove them.
求主给我们力量。
May the Lord give us
strength
that we could reconcile with others.
如果要生命更丰盛的话，
if we want more abundant life,
所以要把这些的障碍除去。
The Lord shall take away all these hindrances.
对，我或许用这些的例子来说一下那个活水在我们里面涌流的情形。
These examples help to know the living water.
如果你这样常常去体验，你会知道这个活水它流动的方向。
If you often observe and follow, you will know the flowing of the water.
每一次它和活水往前流一步的时候，
Every time when the water flows forward,
我们跟主的关系就更紧密。
We shall be united further with the Lord.
也知道我所信的主在我的生活中那么真实。
You know the God I believe is so true in my life.
大概又过了两年以后，
About another 2 years.
那主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他对门徒说：“啊，我们的指望都完了。”
His disciples thought, "We are finished."
那主耶稣被挂在那边。
When he was hanged there,
那在这里圣经记载着有两个人。
There are two persons.
那这个两个人，其中一个叫做夜市。
One of them is Joseph.
啊，不是主耶稣的父亲夜市。
Not Joseph, Jesus' father.
也不是在埃及做宰相的那个夜市。
Not Joseph, the Egypt.
是另外一个夜市。
Another Joseph.
啊，他是在以色列人中间一个很高的一个地位，叫公会里面的议事。
He is one of the council of Israelites.
那尼哥底母也是其中的一个成员。
Nicodemus was one of them also.
哦，当主耶稣死的时候
，When Jesus died，
这两个人怎么样啊？志同道合。
Those two had the same mind.
他说这一个议事怎么样啊？他说他本来是主耶稣的门徒，但是怎么样？是暗暗的做门徒。
That Joseph was a disciple, but was a hidden disciple of Jesus.
我知道有人做门徒啊，心里有时暗暗的信耶稣的。
Some become believer, a secret believer.
至少我刚刚信耶稣的时候是这样。
At least I was that way when I first.
你知道基督徒吃饭的要感谢，对不对啊
？You know when we before we have meal,
我就是不敢吃饭。
I was afraid of saying prayer.
我在我朋友面前我敢。
Before my friends, I was able.
但是我在我爸爸面前我不敢。
But in my family, I was afraid.
弟兄们，暗暗的做门徒就怕。
you are a secret believer because you are afraid.
但是当主耶稣死的时候,
but when Jesus died,
这个人就胆量起来了,
that person was bold.
他去见比拉德,
he went to
see
to ask for the body.
那另外一个人叫尼哥底母,
the other was Nicodemus.
他本来也是在一些少数人里面为主耶稣做见证的。
He was also one of the few testified to Jesus.
他带了100斤的那个炉香木药。
He brought much myrrh.
这是犹太人他们那个安葬死人的规矩。
That's Jews' customs.
但是怎么样，这两个人怎么样，在公开的来表明一件事情。
Publicly, they acknowledged one thing.
你们反对他,
you are against him.
所有人跟他有关的你们都要杀害他。
You persecute those who have relationship with him.
现在我们要站在他这一边。
But now we want to stand on his side.
你们要我的命，我也要表明一件事情。
Even if it takes one life, our life, we still want to proclaim.
我是属于主耶稣的。
We belong to Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，当一个人死掉。
When one man dies,
他的亲近的人要替他做安葬的事。
Those who are close to him will bury him.
主耶稣就借着尼哥底母还有夜市为主耶稣来安葬。
Jesus through Nicodemus and Joseph to bury him.
没有想到他们所做的事情。
They didn't expect that.
就应验啊。 旧约的一位先知以赛亚的预言,
they didn't expect that what they did fulfilled the scripture in the Old Testament.
走到主耶稣死的时候要怎么以财主同葬,
he was to be buried with rich men.
所以主耶稣被埋在一个坟墓的里面,那个坟墓就是财主的坟墓。
Jesus was put into the tomb of a rich man.
这个坟墓从来没有装过人的。
It's a tomb that hasn't been used before.
那个坟墓就是跟尼哥底母一同作伴的那个人，叫夜色的坟墓。That
tomb was Nicodemus' companion, Joseph's tomb.
他们两个人就叫先知的预言得以应验的两个器皿。
The two of them became two vessels that the scripture, the prophet prophesied could fulfill.
这是尼哥底母，他到了有一天，他公开的表明说，我是属于他。That's
one day Nicodemus publicly acknowledged that I belong to Jesus.
所以尼哥底母他来寻找主耶稣。
So when Nicodemus came to seek for Jesus,
主耶稣就把他自己交给他,
Jesus entrusted himself to him,
叫他得着永生,
that he had eternal life.
这永生在这个地方流上涌流,
and that eternal life is flowing within
Nicodemus. 当有人论到耶稣关于耶稣的事的时候,
when someone is talking behind Jesus,
他站在他一边,
he stood on his side.
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上,
when Jesus was crucified,
他公开地表明说我是属于他的。
He publicly proclaimed that I belong to him.
这个永生像活水一样一直地涌。
The eternal life was like living water flowing and flowing.
我想这些的秘密约翰怎么会知道?
How does John know all these secrets?
我相信当有一天他告诉这位主耶稣的门徒,
I believe one day Nicodemus told this disciple of Jesus.
他把他一路上走过来的事告诉约翰。
He shared all his experience with John.
等到经过很久很久以后,
after many, many years,
约翰来写约翰福音,
when John came to write the Gospel of John,
他想到这里有一个人在那里寻求耶稣，为耶稣做见证，最终归给耶稣基督。
John thought of this man.
他把他摆在我们的跟前。
He put this man before all of us.
似乎也跟我们说, 如果你愿意效法尼哥底母的脚踪,
as if he's telling us, if you are willing to follow the footsteps of Nicodemus,
你也可以得着永生。
You can have that eternal life as well.
而且这个永生要在我们里面成为活水的泉源。
And that eternal life will become fountain of living life, living water in us.
要一直永留,
shall flow and flow.
而且永留到永永远远,
flow even to eternity.
而且要在我们的里面像江河一样,
it shall become rivers.
叫我们的人生在这个神的国度的里面占了一个很重要的地位。
That our life could become significant in the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，你我在美国奋斗，是。
Brothers and sisters, you and I are fighting in this land.
我不知道美国的历史啊，会不会把五雷，你做了什么事情留下一笔。
I don't know if the United States will record what 五雷 has done in his history.
我不知道天使在美国奋斗了多少，对不对？啊，留下一笔。
I don't know if 天使, you will be recorded in the history of states.
弟兄姊妹，我想啊，我在想啊，如果我想错了，请您原谅啊。我想美国的历史啊，我们大概都五份。
Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think we have anything to do with the history of the United States.
但是有一个历史，你可以有份与其中。
There's one history you could have portion.
这个历史叫做什么？叫生命册。
It's called the Book of Life.
叫做天国的历史。
The history of the kingdom of God.
那今天在这里有一个老人家，怎么样？他把他自己摆在上面了。Here
there is an old man. He put himself on that.
不是做他做了什么功封伟业的事。Not
that he did many wonderful things.
他借着一个天梯把他进去的。Just
through a heavenly ladder he went in.
就是相信耶稣基督。That
is to believe in Jesus.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们都有份于其中,
we all have this portion.
感谢神。
Thank God.
但是这个永生在我们里面是个泉源涌涌的茂盛不茂盛?
But is that living water flowing abundantly in us?
啊, 盼望能够不要断断续续,
we hope it's not on and off.
而且能够涌到永生像江河一样往前奔。
May it flow like rivers.
如果在座的还没有相信耶稣的朋友,
and those of us who have not believed,
我请求你抓住机会。
I urge you to take the opportunity.
有人说等到我快要断气的时候我才来相信吧。
Some say, let me believe before I die.
我不知道那个机会，那个时候你能不能抓住机会。
I don't know if it belongs to the opportunity belongs to you.
圣经上告诉我们说那个机会啊，大概只有二分之一。
That chance is 50%.
因为当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，
When Jesus was hanged on the cross,
旁边也有两个强盗，
there are two neighbors next,
他们走到人生的尽头，
they went to the end of their life.
有一个人抓住了，
only one took it.
有一个人抓不住，
the other did not.
所以这个比例只有二分之一，
so that percentage is 50-50.
我不知道是不是真的那时候有二分之一， 其实二分之一也是蛮高的。
Actually, 50-50 is a very high percentage.
也许等到那个时候,
to wait until then,
倒不如现在,
you'd rather do it today.
像尼哥底母一样,
just like Nicodemus,
我有心要你,
I'm willing.
可能我没有感觉,
maybe I don't have any special feeling.
不是用我想的,
not by what I think,
而是用神的方法, 伸进去,
but by be born.
这个圣的方法就接受耶稣基督。That
is to accept Jesus Christ.
求主把这个永远的生命，
May the Lord give the eternal life.
在我们的里面像活水的江河一直的涌流。
To us like living water.